Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy yes. Fowler talking to Art Rooney, too, on Aaron Rodgers. Quote, a little while longer. I'll say the same thing I did when we were down in Florida. A little while longer.
A little while longer now. A little while longer now.
A little bit longer now. A little bit longer now.
That's good. A little while longer
God,
now.
Are we all so stupid?
I think he sounds stupid. He's not. He's a lawyer. He's smart. But I would have said to Jeremy, if I were Jeremy, I would have said, you said a little bit while longer months ago. So this is not actually a little while longer. This has been a lot longer. Why is that? And forced Art to squirm a little bit as to why.
Is that one of those ones where you ask the question pretty much knowing the answer, which is he has total control of the situation and we have allowed it to be that way? And we're just kind of waiting because that's the best option we have here. We don't want to go into the season with Mason as our starter. I mean, because I think that's one where when you ask it, unless Art has some like seismic update that he's going to give, which he wouldn't, about like, oh, no, there's an extenuating, mitigating factor here. You just already know what the answer is.
I also think someone needs to ask Art about Aaron Rodgers' interests outside of football. And I understand that these guys are not just football playing robots, and we should be more than okay and actually encourage guys to be more than just football players. I mean, look at what Cam Hayward has done in the community, for example. Guys like that. Troy Polamalu was not someone who was fully invested in football or was the only thing he thought about. He clearly had other ambitions and things like that.
The NFL wants them to be things outside of football. Right. That's why the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yes. But
that's why
I would
say it's the highest honor.
I would say of Rodgers, though, there is absolutely the chance, based on what he does on, you know, episodes of Joe Rogan when he's on there or when he gets back with McAfee, he's going to create a controversy that the Steelers are not used to. They're used to Ben, their quarterback, bringing up like Steelers controversial things, peeling back the curtain on what's said in the locker room, player-to-player relationships, player-to-coach relationships, spilling that kind of football tea. Mm-hmm. Who is very likely to say something that is a lightning rod issue outside of football. And then the organization has to deal with how its customers and how its fans feel about that. You know, they once upon a time were desperate enough at quarterback where they brought Michael Vick in. But they weren't the first team to do that. And, you know, they dealt with the protests and the fallout from it. And then it eventually got back to football because Michael Vick had done his mea culpas and stuff, and all right, like he has been respectful about how his life has changed since that. But Aaron Rodgers is not like, it's not you sign him and then there's just a blowback for a couple days and then he goes and plays ball for you. He's going to have a platform and an opportunity to talk as much as he wants throughout the year. And I just don't know if Art might think he's prepared for that. But I'm not sure he actually is.
Especially, is Mike Tomlin prepared for it?
Oh, yeah, because Mike's, you know, he's highly compensated. You know, Mike's, you know, he's going to give you that spiel.
Fall back on, I don't care, basically. Like, it's irrelevant to me. But I also think Art might actually be better prepared for it than you think, just because look who has been on this team steadily. There have been distractions about how guys have acted outside of football, or in Pickens' case, close to but not on the field, for years with these guys. I mean, it's not like they've run an airtight, drama-free ship. It's kind of something that comes with the territory for them.
But in exchange for what, though? Like, if you felt like you were having to put up with that stuff, both like, okay, Rodgers is going to do it all. He's going to be transparent about your football team if it's struggling. He's going to be transparent about his own ideals and thoughts and things like that, because that's just who he is. So you've got to deal with both of those things. Mm-hmm. And if it's Green Bay Packers Aaron Rodgers, all right, whatever. You hold your nose and you just deal with it. And if it alienates or ticks off some of your fans, who cares? A lot of them are going to be happy just because he's playing winning football. My point is, he better be good. He better be really good, actually. Because if not, you're going to be, you turn into the tabloidy team again. Your quarterback is super controversial. Guys in that locker room are going to get sick of having to answer questions about Aaron Rodgers. They already are. Hayward let the cat out of the bag with that. You know, these guys are already probably annoyed.
This is the bed they made, though, Pony.
Yeah, no doubt.
They made this bed. Like, you're bringing up things that are all relevant and all could and probably will happen in many cases. They courted this. They said, this is what we want. They didn't make a better offer to Justin Fields. They pretty much telegraphed, it sounds like, to Justin Fields. Like, yeah, we don't really want you here. Okay, you courted it. You know, you let him in. Not only did you let him in, you invited him in. You wanted him to be here. You wanted to make him feel wanted. You've extended him every courtesy and sort of
like
extension on time for actually signing. That's it.
I know fans will feel this way, and I bet the team will too. I think there will be a sigh of relief and an exhale when he actually signs. And it's like, oh, thank God. All of the rumor mongering and all the discussion about if he really wants to play football, that's behind us now. He signed on the dotted line. He's going to hold up a jersey and smile, and he's ready to go to work. Yeah, well, that's when the hard part starts.
I was going to say.
That's life doesn't get easier from there.
The spotlight, the microscope you're under becomes more magnified.
Right. That's like actually when the gun goes off and the marathon begins with him. And I honestly don't know what to think with Art. Like, it really just feels like right now he is like that goofy looking sidekick in an old school movie with villains in it, where the real bad guy's in the motorcycle and he's the guy with the helmet and goggles who's got his tongue sticking out in the sidecar.
Is this like a Dumb and Dumber action movie?
I just feel like Tomlin is really driving and he's there like, okay, I'm here. Like, but you're the boss. You sign his checks,
I think all of this from Art to Mike and on down can be explained by one word: desperation. Mike Florio said it to us yesterday. I said, if Rodgers comes here, it's 10-7, you don't make the playoffs, you have a first round exit again. What did you gain from him being here? And he said, nothing. And then I said, well, you know, what if you win one game but then get blown out or just lose pretty obviously? There's no controversy in the divisional round. Well, you had a better season. Yet, to what end?
Yeah.
They're just, Art's more like a guy in a movie who's desperate. He's nominally supposed to be a good guy, but he's desperate to reach some accolade, and he, I don't want to say sells his soul, that's over dramatic, but he is willing to go to any extreme and try any outlet he can to try to get what he wants. And I think that's him to Tomlin on down. They desperately want to win a playoff game, and they're willing to take any risk at this point possible, and Aaron Rodgers is the big one because he's a four-time MVP, to try to get there. The Steelers of past vintage, A, wouldn't have had this problem, but B, if they did, I don't think would have acted this way. They are just very, very desperate as a franchise.
Donnie, what do you think makes the Steelers look worse? If Rodgers blows them off and they have to go into a season with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard, and they will have thought all along, oh no, Aaron Rodgers wants us, he loves us, and then it doesn't happen. Or he shows up, he stinks, and it blows up in their face that way.
I think it's actually worse if he doesn't show up at all, if he completely blows them off, because all along, yeah, they haven't given us a definitive date, but we have heard now multiple times, oh, he wants to be a Steeler. We're confident he will be here, but you know, just be patient. He'll be here at some point. If he never shows up at all, I mean, that makes them look stupid before the season even starts, because it's clear they're counting on him to be there.
But I do think, like, it has the redeemable trait of, like, what we see from Rudolph and Howard. And if the team doesn't do well,
there would be some excitement about finally getting to see Rudolph, quote unquote, get his real shot. I think there would be some around town.
And I also think that, like, I think fans are ready to accept losing. Fans are ready to embrace losing. I mean, don't get me wrong. We'll bitch about Tomlin and Arthur Smith and everything else and draft picks that don't live up to their potential along the way. But I think fans are ready to wrap their arms around or heads around, like, okay, give me 6-11. Okay, give me 7-10. Yeah. All right, I think that this will make us better in the long run. Give it to me. Yeah, I might have temporary pain because we lost to the Bengals at home. But you know what this gets us closer to?
Where we want to be.
Yes.
I think some people have that. I think it's probably close to, if not more than 50%, but I do still think there's like genuine pushback on that idea still. Maybe I'm off on my percentage estimates here, but I still think there are people who are like, no, you got to try to win. You got to do this. There are actually people who are resigned to the idea that they'll never be a certain level of bad, and therefore, like, there's no sense in wishing for it because it's not going to happen.
Like, well, they so far have a body of evidence on their side that does back that up because they haven't bottomed out.
I've gotten a lot of people who I think say, you guys can talk about 6-11 or 5-12 all you want. I don't care how much Tomlin, you know, lacks in this or that area. He's just incapable
of
going
that bad. In fairness,
we
really haven't talked about it as a realistic scenario. I just bring it up there as like something fans would actually want to happen.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.